you always go with the prettier. And then we've had,
does Mexico have a national anthem? I don't know.
Oh, I'm not even touching.
I'm
that.
Just saying they have sports
in
Mexico.
Way over here.
What song do they play?
I have rubber gloves on.
La bamba.
I want to thank our guest, Rhonda Zolecki. She was a fantastic. Oh, look at those phones light up, Toby. Should we just give them your home phone?
Yes.
We'll take care of that.
Let's do that.
TheDiabeticShow.com. Please be gentle. We have the Facebook page. Oh, Troy just sits there pressing buttons and just laughs.
He makes it happen, and he's normal. He's got no diseases that we know of.
We can also include him in any legal proceedings.
He drinks maple syrup in front of us during the show. Thank
right
you, Troy.
There. He's got the fingers on the buttons.
We'll be back for another show. Listen to us. Go us online, and we'll talk to you soon.
We appreciate you hanging in there, The Diabetic Show. Hopefully talk to you next time.
Support for WGTD comes from Piasecki Althaus. Since 1931, Piasecki Althaus has provided unmatched, compassionate service and are dedicated to your family, guests, and supporting the community. Piasecki Althaus Funeral Home, honoring personal legacies and the circle of life. 262-658-4101.
Support for WGTD comes from Lemon Street Gallery. The Pline Air Painting class will be held Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays for 3 weeks starting July 10th from 1 to 3 p.m. for children 7 to 12 years old. Students will meet at Lemon Street but paint in Union Park. Call 605-4745.
Support comes from Kenosha Harbor Market outside in the nice weather. This week, grilling starts with Big E's return with Philly cheesesteaks. Dildot's Barbecue has rib tips, jerk chicken, and more. And Superb Grill has melt-in-your-mouth beef brisket and more. The market's open Saturday from 9 till 2.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, Racine Theater Guild will have a variety of summer classes running June, July, and August. There are classes for people of all ages and skill sets. For complete details, visit racinetheater.org.
This is WGTD-FM. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Dwayne Olson, a retired member of the teacher education faculty at UW Parkside, Karen Sconsert, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Jess Sheeler, an outreach and career transition specialist at Job Corps, Steve Brown, assistant professor of education leadership at UW Oshkosh, and former Kenosha Unified School Superintendent Joe Mangi. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Hello, I'm Karen Sconsert, and this is Education Matters. Summer is almost here. The weather keeps changing its mind, but the end of the school year will mean the official start of summer. In the Kenosha Unified School District, that final day is June 13th, and shortly after that, summer school begins. So here with us today to talk about summer school and other events in the upcoming weeks are Patty Clements, who graduated from UW-Whitewater with a degree in elementary education, a minor in mathematics, and holds a master's degree in school administration from UW-Milwaukee. During her 30 years in education, she has worked as a middle school math teacher, a school principal, and is currently coordinator of talent development for Kenosha Unified School District. As the coordinator of talent development, her role is to oversee the district's gifted and talented program, advanced placement program, and the district's summer school program. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you.
And also here with us is Frank Matrice Jr., who graduated from Carthage College with a degree in elementary education and has an M.Ed. in curriculum and instruction from Olivet Nazarene University. Frank has worked for Kenosha Unified for 28 years as a teacher and coach. He taught fourth grade at Frank Elementary for 10 years before moving to Tremper High School as the dean of students for the last 18 years. Hi, Frank.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
And also with us today is Ursula Hamilton Perry. She is the principal at Harvey Elementary School, where she has worked for the past 8 years. Prior to coming to Kenosha, she has worked as a principal in Racine, an education coordinator with Head Start, an instructional support coach in Atlanta, and as an elementary school teacher in both Atlanta and Savannah, Georgia. Ursula holds a BS in elementary education and an M.Ed. in educational leadership from Georgia State University. This is her 25th year in education. Welcome, Ursula.
Thank you very much.
So I am going to ask a lot of questions about summer programs, and summer programs in KUSD are much more than summer school. So I will start just by asking Patty if you can give us kind of a general overview, and then we'll have Frank and Ursula kind of jump in with some other information.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to share all the wonderful things we have for our summer programs through Kenosha Unified School District. We're very excited about the activities that students can participate in. We do have what would be considered a traditional summer school program for students in kindergarten through fifth grade, our middle school, which is sixth through eighth, and our high school students. However, we do put a twist on that, and that is we try to make our program more of an inquiry-based learning environment where students come and can explore different topics that they would like to learn about, as well as getting the skill sets they need to have a successful upcoming school year. And so Ursula Hamilton Perry is the principal at one of our larger summer school sites. It is a combination of Summers, Harvey, and Bowes Elementaries, and they do a number of enriching activities for their students. So Ursula, could you take some time and share with us, please?
Sure. I have the great fortune of working at Harvey for summer school, but I am joined by colleagues from Bowes and Summers, Margaret Zai and Wendy Tindall. We team up each summer and have been able to provide some learning opportunities for our students. I'd like to add that the summer school program also includes some of our very younger learners. We also have opportunities for getting ready for kindergarten. So for families who would like to expose their students to what is that school experience going to look like? What could my kiddos expect when they arrive? And if they are attending Harvey, it gives them an opportunity to kind of meet and engage with their new school. So we offer the getting ready for kindergarten and the getting ready for first grade as well. So some of those kindergartners who would like some additional time during the summer to hone those skills and be better prepared for first grade, we offer those as well. So with that, the inquiry-based approach we use during the summer has been very engaging for our learners. What we've noticed over the past few years is that the inquiry-based model that we use with elementary schools gives the children an opportunity to delve a lot deeper into topics. And for the past 2 years at least, we've engaged in a study of zoo animals. So we've been able to connect with the community by having Racine Zoo bring actual animals out. Students have done research prior to the start or prior to the zoo animals coming, so they've built some background knowledge. We engage our families by having a celebration of learning, and the families have the opportunity to see what their kids have been doing. So in addition to providing interventions and that academic support when students need them, we also really work hard to make sure they have those enrichment experiences as well. So it's been a great run thus far, and we look forward to continuing that this summer.
Great. So you talked about kindergarten and first grade, but there are actually offerings for all the way through fifth grade?
Right. At our site, we actually have fourth graders. Our fifth graders, though, have the opportunity to attend at the middle school.
The middle school, so that helps them get ready for middle school.
Absolutely. Oh, great. Bridges okay. That for them, yeah.
Okay, and Frank?
Well, I work through the recreation department, and I think the Kenosha Unified School District is one that looks at a well-rounded student, and they want the student to be able to be involved both mentally, the academic part, and physically in activities. And what the recreation department also offers is many activities that kids can participate. And for the most part, they are free, which allows kids to be able to participate at various schools throughout the school district and to get involved, to stay active, to stay fit during the summer, and to allow them to grow, you know, as I said, both mentally, physically, and emotionally, and to interact with other students. And I think that's a key component for the recreation department. They have various things like swimming. There's tennis instruction. They have baseball and softball instruction. There's soccer instruction. And then they have a weight training program, which is at the high schools, which does cost $20. And all of those programs are something that kids can get involved and go to those schools. They offer them at various sites throughout the school district. We also have what is the supervised playgrounds, which I'm involved with, which are at five of our elementary schools. And the key to that is the student can also partake in our summer school programs, which I feel are extremely important for kids to learn and grasp, and then go to the summer playgrounds, which I think enables the parents to know, hey, I'm going to a safe environment after, and I'm able to be a part of an environment that will help my child grow throughout the day. And I think it's really a key for all of these kids to understand that, you know, you're learning no matter what activity or what you're doing in life, you're learning in any program you're a part of.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Patty, could you tell us a little bit more about the middle and high school offerings?
Sure. Thank you. The middle school also uses that same inquiry approach, and this is for our incoming sixth graders, seventh graders, and going to be eighth graders. And so what they do at that level is they also take a topic and they explore that topic. Last year we had one of our middle schools work with Jerry Smith Pumpkin Farm, and they looked at not only what it takes to grow the pumpkins, but also how do we prepare the soil, how do we go and make sure that we've done all of our homework and that the nutrients are there that they need. So then they also went back to their middle school and did their own gardening and started that. So they also looked at some water conservation, and we have another school this year who is going to take that topic as well and explore that, especially in conjunction with the current erosion that is happening along Lake Michigan, and bringing in a little bit of the Foxconn and their need for water. And so how do we need to be cognizant that we're meeting all needs? So it's once again that inquiry-based current problem that needs a solution, and having the students do some exploration with that.
So is it at every middle school, or are there just certain sites?
Yes. Our current KUSD middle schools, this doesn't include our charter schools, mm-hmm. because they do have their own offerings as well. But Bullen, Lance, Mahone, Washington, and Lincoln. So our five comprehensive middle schools have these programs that students can sign up for. At the high school level, it's a little bit of a different approach. Students can get what we call advanced credit in PE. So they are able to take their PE course during the summer, which would then open up a spot for them during their school year to take another course. We also have what we refer to as our credit recovery for students who might have come into the district not having the current requirements we need for graduation, or students who have not had the opportunity to get their graduation requirements. They can work on that during the summer so that they can get caught up and hopefully stay with their peers and continue on the graduation process.
Okay, and are the high schools at all three of the comprehensive?
Three comprehensive, yes, as well as Harborside and Ruther. They team up as well, and they offer a PE and a credit recovery program.
Okay. So one question I have for all of you that do the indoor things. So I know that there's been a lot of building upgrades recently. So do we all have air conditioning in all the summer school buildings or not?
Unfortunately, we don't. And as speaking as a Southerner, I'm from Georgia. It's manageable. We have been at an air conditioned site before. We were at Summers. And I would say that every child came equipped with a jacket or coat because it got quite cool. But we're able to manage. And the good thing is Harvey has the grounds to support some outdoor learning as well. So we take the children out, and they're comfortable during the day. But unfortunately, there's no air conditioning at this point in time.
And two of our current middle schools are under a summer renovation project.
Right.
So Bullen students will be attending at Bradford this year.
Okay.
And Lance students will be again at Whittier.
Okay.
For us. And Mr. Matrice can speak to Tremper, who is undergoing also a big project. And somehow we're still getting to get PE in there as well.
Okay.
We are in a three-phase renovation project at Tremper, and it's exciting. The advantage we have is that they're going to work on the east side of the building this year. Next year they'll work on the west side, and then the following third year will be the Phi-Ed end. So none of the Phi-Ed students this summer will be affected by the renovation. And currently, as I was coming over here, they're working away today. So it's kind of a good positive thing, and it's an exciting thing. I think the students are going to be happy. And yes, we are getting air conditioning. So that is the plus. And just kind of going off what Ursula said, the one thing I will say the district does take very concern about is the heat. And I know from our standpoint, the last couple years working with Mr. Connect and now Mr. Mogensen, they will look at things like that during the school day. And everybody, I know from our part as far as supervised playgrounds, the principals have been outstanding with helping us find a shaded area if we need to be inside, or finding an area for kids to go. So to ease any concern from parents, the district takes all the major steps to make sure that kids are safe and in a positive environment.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of exciting stuff. I do have a question. If families do not have the ability to drive their students, either because their work schedule doesn't allow or they don't have a car, how do they get to summer school?
So for the students at Harvey and Bowes, we're a walking school. So those families are able to generally walk. We have many children who come to school on their bikes. For our summers population, we do not currently have busing, but our families are carpooling, and we're coordinating so that those people who do need to get to school are able to come. It's been very flexible in that sometimes childcare is an issue. You know, they may have childcare on a different side of town during the summer, and so the other buildings have been very accommodating to help have children go to the school that works best for them. We do try to keep children in their boundary area, but we have, when the need arises, there has been opportunity for some flexibility in the past.
So what are the hours of the elementary summer school?
We're 8 until noon.
Okay. So, for example, if someone did have afternoon daycare, then some of the daycare centers have their own vans, and do they pick them up and take them to the daycare?
They do. Okay. They pick them up. And then we really do as principals in the building, having the opportunity to have the supervised playground, because some parents opt for that. That gives them a wraparound so they can bring the children there for school, and then they would also have the opportunity for some play and social time after that.
Yeah, the supervised playground has been a huge asset to supporting our summer school program. Our high schools are on the summer school or the city bus routes.
Right.
And so if there is a need, the schools will provide bus tokens for students. What is nice with Bullen being at Bradford, they can also access the city bus. And Mahone students have that luxury as well because of being next to Indian Trail. So that is one of the advantages. Some of our elementary schools will provide busing if there is a distance need. Southport, Greveno, and Jane Vernon do have a bus route for their students because of the distance factor on that. But we try to, as Ursula said, try to keep it so that it's boundary schools so students can walk to school.
Excellent. I'm just going to take a little reintroduction break. You're listening to WGTD HD-FM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of Kenosha Unified School District's summer programs is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You are also invited to listen again, or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. Our guests are Patty Clements, the coordinator of talent development for KUSD, who also oversees the district's gifted and talented program, advanced placement program, and summer school program. Frank Matrice Jr., who's currently the Tremper High School Dean of Students and also runs the summer programs for PE and outdoor activities. And Ursula Hamilton Perry is the principal at Harvey Elementary School, which is one of the elementary school sites for summer school. So quick question on behalf of families who might be on a year-round calendar school. So that's Frank and what are the other ones?
Frank and Wilson.
So what is the, how does that work for them? I guess part of their school is in the summer, right? So
right. Well, their school year ends at the same time as the KUSD school year. The extended school year starts earlier. So they do what they call a two-week immersion. So that is where the students will come for 2 weeks after. So they will run a program at Frank and Wilson for the 2 weeks after the school year. The students will then have a summer break, and they begin back at the first week in August.
So they really just have sort of the month of July off.
Correct.
Right. So because of that, they probably wouldn't need these summer school offerings because they really don't have a long summer break.
Right. Right. However, we do have a number of summer activities that they could choose to participate in mm-hmm. through the rec department. And it's you sign up and you can attend once a week. So they might have the luxury of doing that through the month of July as well. And Mr. Matrice, could you share, please, how a family would sign up for those programs, and including the supervised playground? Because this is something I think our families would benefit from.
Yes. Look, can I just jump in here and say that my son went to supervised playground probably 3 summers. It was so much fun for him. They had a ball. And actually, one of the playground supervisors is still a family friend of ours. Takes care of our cats when we're away. So it's that was, I'll just shout out to families right now that if you have not heard about this, it's kind of an incredible program. So go ahead, Mr. Matisse.
Well, here's something interesting. The Summer Playground Program is the oldest running KUSD program. And it's been goes back years because of the activities, and parents always wanted things for the summer. So this is how I found out a little bit about information about it. But currently, right now, if you are interested in, like, the swimming program or the tennis program, basketball, softball, soccer, or weight training, you can sign up now. And that you can either register on computer or internet through the KUSD EDU Recreation Department site. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't have a computer, you can go to the Recreation Department, which is located on Roosevelt Road, the address 2717 67th Street in Kenosha. And it is open from 8 to 3:30. And a little shout out for Simone, who's an awesome secretary there. She is a phenomenal person. And I got to be honest, she's the backbone for us. You can see her, and she will help you out or get you signed up. Now, one thing I want people to understand is that they've stopped taking actual paper forms, so they'll do it on the computer or work you through what you need to do to sign up. As I said, the only program that has a charge is the weight room program, and it's $20. And the one thing with all of these programs, they are all supervised by adults who are trained. I worked in the weight program for, almost 25 years, and parents can understand that when they come, they're going to be taught how to do things and how to properly be taken care of safely. The summer playgrounds, which I work with, and my immediate boss besides Mr. Mogensen is actually my wife, who's a teacher at Jeffrey. So we both work together. The playgrounds for that, the sign up will be on June 19th. And then they can sign up also on the 20th at the location. So we'll have kids that come from, say, Harvey, where we're excited to be back at. And they can come right from summer school and sign up, even though, the program starts at 9:45 in the morning and goes until 3:15 in the afternoon. So they can come for half the day. We have kids that come for an hour sometimes, or we have kids that come all day. Mm-hmm. And the actual playground is supervised by college students. And the exciting part for them is to see their growth of working, with students and developing activities and plans and et cetera to help them succeed and be successful. And I think it helps families to, you know, for a mom or dad to know, hey, they're in this safe environment. They had summer school in the morning, and now they're going to the supervised playgrounds and are able to enjoy what they get out of it, because there are many activities that do happen from the playgrounds. So it's exciting, and the program is very well run. It gives people the chance to do things that you normally – we don't want kids sitting at home playing on the, internet and – playing computer games all afternoon. So this gives them a chance to get out and run and be free and draw and color, et cetera.
Yep, that was our experience with it. So it just so happened the first year, my son had signed up for all of those other activities, basketball, soccer, whatever, and the day after school was out, he broke his arm.
Oh, damn.
So we went to supervised playground, and they were able to, you know, give him things that he could do with a cast on his arm. So it was a really terrific opportunity. What are the sites for supervised playgrounds this year?
Well, this year we have 5 sites, mm-hmm. and we're excited. Harvey is we're back at Harvey, so we're excited there. It was a good experience. We have Grant, Pleasant Prairie, Southport, and Stoker. So those are the 5 schools, kind of 5 schools around the area, not, you know, within the same area, but gives us a chance to be at those schools, and we're excited about it.
So if a family, parents, guardians, whoever wanted to drop their student off, they can pick any one of those 5 sites? It doesn't matter if you live right next door or not?
You can. We have students that go to different sites based on you know, where they live, et cetera. You know, there is an age limit. It's from age 6 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to keep that elementary school level. And so we work with that. But, you know, we've had kids who live in, the Jane Vernon area, and they will drop them off at Southport.
Okay.
And you know, which is acceptable. The one thing we do stress is that when they do drop them off and sign them up, it's really key and important for us to get those phone numbers, and to be able to, you know, have that contact with them in case something would ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we always request the parents come in and sign them up with our supervised directors and get them ready to go for the summer.
Okay. Just thinking about a high school student and doing the summer PE program, there are some other offerings, though, that you have besides that, right?
Right. Okay. And so we are very fortunate in the Kenosha Unified School District to have an outstanding fine arts program. Mm-hmm. And so high school students can participate in what is called a summer classics theater program, where they actually put on Shakespearean theater throughout the summer. They also, students can help with our KIPAC program, and that is the Kenosha Youth Performing Arts Company. And this is for students who are in grades 1 through 8. So those students are able to participate in the play, but our high school students help with the directing of the play and help with the setting, help with making the design settings, costumes, and that. And this year, Kenosha KIPAC will be putting on Seussical, the musical. Mm. And so that will be happening the last weekend in July. Mm-hmm. So we are fortunate to keep our wonderful fine arts program going in the theaters. We also have a number of summer music opportunities for students. So we have our Band of the Black Watch for students in grades 9 through 11. This is one of our more popular bands, and they also perform in area parades, mm-hmm. That students participate in. We also have our Rambler Band for students in grades 7 through 8. They also participate in local parades as well. Students who also are interested in music can continue on with our orchestra program. So they have a number of beginning strings to cadet to intermediate, where students can continue working on their music talent throughout the summer. We also continue that with our band as well. And students can sign up and work and complete some additional programming and instruction for all of that. And that can be, that information is available on our district website. That's kusd.edu/summer opportunities. And as Mr. Matrice indicated earlier, all of this information can be found on that same website as well.
Okay, I'll make sure when I post this to the Facebook page, I will put that link in the comments so that everybody can access it. So go to the WGTD Education Matters Facebook page, and you'll find it there, or you can just go straight to the KUSD site.
And I'd like to share some other quick opportunities for students. We're very excited about our summer camps for our middle school students. And the camps are to give students some pre-knowledge of what courses they can take when they get into high school. So we offer three art camps. This year we're doing clay, weaving, and mosaics, and outdoor art. And so the purpose of these is to expose students to different arts and different types of media that they could work on and look at when they get into high school.
Wow, where are those held?
Now, those are at different places. Mm-hmm. So we have them at Washington Middle School, at Bradford, as well as Roosevelt Elementary. Mm-hmm. So that information, again, is on the website.
Okay.
And then we have what we refer to as our career exploration camps. This is opportunities for students to get exposure to coding, kitchen skills. Also, we have an engineering program that's going to be taking place over at Indian Trail. Students actually get to work in the lab that they have with woodworking, soldering, a whole variety of activities there. And we also have some neat ones where kids can do what's called Be an Inventor. And it is kind of like the genius hour where kids can take and work on inventing things and the whole process with that. Yeah. We also have world language summer camps. So this gives students some exposure to possible languages they'd like to explore when they get into high school. And this summer, we're proud to say we are offering Chinese, German, Italian, French, and Spanish. And though, even though our high schools don't have the Chinese or the German classes right now, via Kenosha eSchool, they would be able to study those if that becomes an interest area for them.
Wow. I didn't know about many of these things, so I'm really glad we're doing this program. So I just have to ask, on behalf of our listeners who are also taxpayers, how do we pay for all the summer programs? And does it, in the long run, end up saving money for the district sometimes?
You know what? That is a great question. And to answer that, yes, because we count these students as part of our student enrollment count. Mm-hmm. So we do get reimbursed from the state for students' attendance at these programs as well. So there is money that does come back for students participating in this, including our rec department as well. So we count all of those students as part of our enrollment count.
Okay. And then I would say the other advantage, just speaking as an education researcher, is that if students maintain the things that they learn over the summer, they'll do better in the following year. You have a better chance of students completing school. You have a lower dropout rate. You have just better achievement overall if they have more time in the summer to develop their talents instead of, like you said, sitting around and playing video games the entire summer.
And one of our focuses is really about, as Mr. Matrice said, the whole child. And we really want our students to continue with the engagement in school. Mm-hmm. That's that huge motivation piece. And I know Ms. Perry could speak to just how that summer engagement gets kids to want to come back to school, want to stay engaged in that school process.
That's absolutely true. We've had this inquiry-based projects that have carried over from the summer to our school year. We have had a few students express an interest in some very eager teachers who were able to take on their interest during the school year. So just last year, we had students who took this animal research piece just a little further. They submitted a grant and got funds to put a butterfly garden outside at Harvey School. So engagement is huge. And so during the summer, giving students opportunities to delve deeper into these topics, we've seen that come to reality during the school year, where they want to learn more, they're engaging more. And I don't know if you had an opportunity to read, but some of the same groups of students went and planted in a local area where they're working on, it escapes me the address.
It's the community garden.
Absolutely.
Right. Yes.
So that same small group of children is continuing, they're continuing to dig a little deeper into how our environment, gardens and plants affect monarch butterflies. And it's just incredible, the learning that has come from this summer experience. So
I would imagine that by creating this inquiry-based program, what you end up with is students who come back to school in the fall feeling like they're experts because they got something better.
Absolutely.
Rather than I had to repeat what I didn't master in the previous year. They're actually developing new and better skills.
Absolutely. And we actually do call them experts. Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity to invite other experts into the building, other adults. And so that is the exact terminology we use with them. So they really do feel accomplished. And more than that, they feel like leaders of their own learning. And that's really significant when you talk about the engagement piece. And so we know as children get older, you know, that may be a piece to consider, is, you know, how to increase that engagement. So we're accomplishing that successfully right now. So something to be proud of.
Great. Once again, you're listening to WGTD HD-FM. This is a discussion of Kenosha Unified School District's summer programs. You can look at their district website, kusd.org/summer opportunities. Is that right?
We're kusd.edu. Education, yes.
/summer opportunities. Sorry about that.
No, don't worry.
Make sure that you check there. Our guests are Patty Clements, who oversees the school district summer program, Frank Matrice, who is overseeing the summer recreational programs, and Ursula Hamilton Perry, who's principal at Harvey Elementary School, one of the sites for the elementary summer school programs. So I just wanted to say that I, as a former middle school teacher, taught summer school several summers, probably 5 or 6. And I have to say, I really loved teaching summer school, whether it was enrichment or remediation. Either way, it's something about the summer in the school building where it's a little less hectic. And the mornings are so beautiful and not so hard to get out of bed in the summer. So I'm just wondering if any of you have taught summer school and have any sort of memories like that, where you were the teacher rather than sort of the principal or whatever.
I did. Mm-hmm. I've had experience on both ends, mm-hmm. As being a teacher as well as being a principal of a school that did run a summer school program, and now as the coordinator. I think what's nice about summer programming is that it does give students a chance to see the teachers in a little more relaxed environment, and it does give the teachers that more opportunity to spend with the students to help get to know them as well. Sometimes the school year gets so busy and crazy and hectic that we lose sight of just the downtime that we can spend with students. And, you know, as Ms. Perry said, that inquiry gives them that opportunity to help kids explore their interests and their passions on that. The rec department is phenomenal for that because it's a structured opportunity where the teachers can actually get to know those kids a little more personally in an activity that is highly engaging for them. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice chance for teachers as well as students to be able to become engaged.
Either of you have a story about teaching summer school?
Well, I taught fourth grade at Frank Elementary before I became dean of students at Tremper, and we had a program, and Patty may remember the Escape program.
Oh yes,
and it was there were five teachers, and it was English, science, computers, art, and physical education, and what I remember was, you know, we were able to really teach a lot of different things, and we did them over we had a theme, and I can remember the one year it was the Olympics, and we did, you know, all of our projects were around that and around the theme of the Olympics, and you know, we wrote papers about countries, And it was fun because we taught as a team, and there were, you know, five of us teaching English and five of us in the Phi Ed class. And, you know, and we culminated with, we ended up having a soccer tournament at Columbus Park, and each one got to represent their own school and make their own flag, and they made tie-dye shirts or whatever for it, and they wrote reports about what their country was like and who was the, you know, were they under a, you know, a dictatorship or a president, or, and it was fun to see the kids develop and think outside the box, and it was outside learning and how, you know, what it was like, you know, using computers and so forth. So that was a fun summer school experience for myself.
Mm-hmm. Back in the late 90s in summer school in Atlanta, Georgia, they had a different approach. It was more of experiential learning, where they just wanted children to have experiences that weren't necessarily afforded to them during the regular school year. So it was enjoyable for us, and the way they worked, it was a stipend. So a lot of the younger teachers were eager to work with boys and girls and enjoy that as well. But we were at the Fern Bank and Sidetrack in the world of Coca-Cola. So we spent a great deal of time getting children out into the community and exploring what was there. And so those programs were developed at the school level, so it was certainly geared towards the learners that they supported in their school. But I just remember it being lots and lots of fun. We actually ended one summer going to Chattanooga, Tennessee, to their aquarium, because at the time Atlanta did not have one, and now they're fortunate enough to have the world's largest aquarium there. So it's great.
And I know that one of the elementary schools, Strange, Mr. Bardeen, who's the principal there, I think he plans his outings around his interests. And so he was sharing with me, and they always seem to end with ice cream. But, but one of the things that I found was interesting is he is really looking at getting kids to know their city. And so some of the local activities and that. So in that case, I don't know who's going to have more fun, the students or Mr. Bardeen, but that is definitely where you can see we also as educators enjoy that.
Right. So there have been a few stories that have come up while we're having this discussion, but just sort of as an ending note, what are some success stories that have come out of students spending time in summer school that you can think of?
Well, I know one of the things educators and families are sometimes concerned with is that summer slide, not quite knowing, you know, what to do with the children or having them missing that academic opportunity. So I think the benefit has been to continue the balance of the academics and the enrichment. That's been really nice. We're able to provide support staff to help our students who may need the extra push with interventionists. And then our LMTs and other support staff are able to provide a balance with that. But I think that students come back feeling much more confident. They've had an enjoyable time. They've probably built some new friendships. So I think we've had a number of success stories, and our kids actually enjoy coming to summer school. So that in and of itself is a success.
I would say one of the things that I was really impressed with was to hear your story about that. I know Dr. Savaglio has really built our district on relationships and building those relationships amongst people. And to see young people who are in college build those relationships with parents and with, you know, students is really a key, I think, to everything. And it really makes me proud that, you know, we have young people that are out there really doing the right things. And a lot of times we hear all the bad things, but there are a lot of great things that happen. And if people see these activities going on and see what's happening over at all of these schools, they'll realize the future's pretty good.
Mm. That's a good way. Good point. We're almost out of time. Sorry, Patty. You probably had a great story. I want to thank our guest today, Patty Clements, who organizes the summer programs for KUSD, Frank Matrice Jr., who runs the recreational programs in the summer, and Ursula Hamilton Perry, who's principal at Harvey Elementary School, one of the summer school elementary sites. You've been listening to WGTD HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this has been Education Matters. This discussion of the work of the Kenosha Unified School District's summer programs is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You are invited to listen again, or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there.